Hi guys, welcome to Game Vex Free News. I'm joined by Chris and Ollie today.
Hey guys,
you alright?
We are just going to be talking about the Golden Joysticks, which we watched on YouTube today.
Yay!
A bit of an underwhelming event,
I've got to say. I think when the intro came on, we realised that after a few sessions of 3D modelling, we could have done that intro ourselves.
Yeah. It was pretty cheap. The whole thing was really cheap.
And, yeah, some people just didn't show up, by the looks of it.
Yeah.
Like, the Arkham City group. And considering that they're based in the UK...
Yeah.
It's a bit of a middle finger. Yeah,
and, Ed Byrne, he tried his hardest, but...
He was good.
I thought he was funny.
No one was seen buying what he was selling.
There was large, awkward pauses. And if I was him, I would have broken down by the whole way through.
Yeah, probably. There just really was no interaction at all.
No. And God, when those people came up to finally say, like, who was the winner...
Yeah.
You had the Thunderball guy, like, you picked out. He said it in a really dramatic voice, and it's like, and the winner is...
It was really underwhelming. Okay, so let's go through a few of the awards and categories.
Because awards are important.
Yes. So, Best Action Adventure went to Arkham City.
Yep.
Okay, I'll just read you off some of the nominations. They had Prototype 2, Saints Row the Third, Revelations, Assassin's Creed Revelations, that is.
Yep.
Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, I'm looking at you, Ollie. Darksiders 2. Do you think Arkham City should have won that?
That's a pretty all-round...
That's
a fantastic game.
Really, really good game.
I mean, I could make arguments that Skyward Sword should win, but I wouldn't really say it. I wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they didn't show up. Some serious contenders.
And moving on, Best Use of DLC went to Portal 2.
Okay.
So they're Perpetual Testing Initiative.
You told me yourself that that was a system where people could make their own test chambers.
Yeah, something like that.
It's a good idea. I'm glad they included it.
Obviously console gamers can't partake.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised it got voted in, to be honest, because it's niche compared to...
It is kind of niche.
But, yeah, no.
But Portal 2's got quite a big following.
Yeah, I couldn't pick out a DLC that really got me this year, as of yet.
What about Dawn God? Dawn God was in the nominations.
It was alright.
It got run up, didn't it?
I mean, in terms of like yearly awards, you expect something in every category that's going to blow your mind to shit, and just Dawn God was like maybe
Harley Quinn's Revenge was in there as well as a runner up, and I thought that was pretty damn shit.
Yes, you did. You absolutely slandered that.
Have either of you played Deus Ex Human Revolution or Missing Link?
I have seen trailers and stuff for it. I'm aware it's a separate part of the story which your powers are taken away and you have to find a bunch of new practice kits.
Okay.
And it's very stealth centric apparently.
Alright. That was really it.
So not a great lineup.
Not a great lineup. But it's DLC, so it's quite a controversial.
Skip to some shockers. What have we got on there that we didn't like?
I didn't like the fact that Uncharted Golden Abyss got best handheld game.
Would you like to talk about that for a moment?
Okay, the Vita really hasn't taken off as a handheld gaming device, and I think Mario Kart 7 and Kid Icarus were much better, I think.
I mean, have you played Golden Abyss?
No, but I can tell you now that they're much better, because I say so.
Yeah, sure. But
I think it definitely had the best graphics of any handheld game on the market today.
I mean, it is the Vita's like flagship title, isn't it?
Yeah.
That was the one that they were really pushing.
Okay.
So, and Uncharted's like got a pedigree, isn't it? It wouldn't surprise me if it was a very good game.
Okay, one thing that did kind of shock you two, had never heard of this game before, was World of Tanks winning Best MMO.
It's like a free to play something. It's something that came up in your browser on the left hand side. So free to play World of Tanks, and it's a game in which you play with tanks. It doesn't really go further than that. It's like a deathmatch, from what I can tell. But apparently it's taken off this year.
Well, it beat Star Wars The Old Republic, RuneScape, League of Legends.
Tortanic. Is RuneScape still up for nomination?
Yeah, it was up for
nomination. It's gotten bigger.
Wow.
It's gotten a lot bigger.
Eve Online, Rift.
No, Rift was really well received, actually. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Looking at the best downloadable game, there are millions of them, okay? In this category alone, there are Fez, which is an excellent game. Journey, which I really want to play, but I don't have a PS3. Deadlight, which I played, which is pretty solid.
Yeah, I like Deadlight.
Trials Evolution.
Oh,
very good game. I Am Alive, I never got around to playing that.
Yeah, that was really good.
Was it really good? Really, I remember Greg Miller's slam review. He did slam.
I know, it was very angry.
Yeah. The Walking Dead episode.
Yeah. Oh, that's
they're all good.
Yeah, from what I can tell, it's an absolute classic.
Seems to be a lot of survival games on
there. Yeah, but of course, what won? Minecraft. Yeah.
Minecraft, well, it is the most purchased game
ever, I think.
Yeah. You can't beat that. It sold better than anything ever.
Yeah. One category.
It's got so much universal.
Yeah, it does have on, so right. much appeal.
It's just it's like Lego, where you make new Lego with your Lego. It's amazing.
They've updated it recently, and some of the updates look kind of cool. Like, they won't be on the Xbox version for
ever. Until they release Minecraft 2.
One category that I could not give a shit about was Best Fighter. Because you know my attitude to fighting.
Because he's bad at them.
Okay, Mortal Kombat Complete.
I can
see why it won.
Was Marvel vs. Capcom on there?
Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 was one of the nominations.
I'm surprised, because that was a fan favourite.
Really?
People loved that.
Soul Calibur was on there. Street Fighter versus Tekken or whatever it is.
Soul Calibur 5 was underwhelming.
Yeah.
In fact, Street Fighter versus Tekken as well. There was a really good roster. I'm surprised different ones didn't get like second and third at least.
Maybe.
Nothing against Mortal Kombat, and it does give you an awful lot of DLC from nothing. Mm-hmm. So.
They are Mortal Kombat can be. I'd recommend getting it.
Yeah, it's
like just for a sort of game where you play with friends.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Picked it up in Hong Kong, didn't it?
Yeah.
That was good.
X-ray attacks.
Yeah.
Always fun.
Really brutal.
So, best mobile or tablet game kind of fell to Angry Birds Space. That was kind of a no-brainer there, really.
Obviously. I mean, obviously, Angry Birds.
I mean, I hate them, but, you know, obviously.
I don't know. At least it's trying to do something new-ish.
Ish.
Ish. I'm not even going to say ish. It's just not new.
Okay, but I'm going to... Have you ever heard of these? Waking Mars...
No.
Spell Tower?
Nope.
Whale. I've heard of, okay. But not seen it.
Whale Trail.
Whale Trail?
Yep.
Is that a Dishonored spin-off?
Don't know. Code Runner?
No, I might have heard of that. Well, that might be Codemasters.
Shark Dash.
Sounds like what you're awesome.
It sounds like a record of Temple Run. Temple Run was up there, wasn't it?
It says no, coming from the man who doesn't play Temple Run, but instead plays the Bear Grylls alternative.
I love the Bear Grylls one. Ollie, Infinity Blade 2 was on there.
Was it? Was
yeah,
it?
That's quite a good game.
I thought that was a good game. I mean, it got really repetitive. You couldn't really, like, win for a while, but it was a good game.
I mean, this isn't exactly my field of expertise. I don't have a smartphone or a tablet because I'm living in the dark ages. But from what I can see, they look like a good game.
Yeah.
Played Angry Birds, it's quite good fun. And
yeah. I mean, Infinity Blade, it's got the production value. It's made by Epic. They put a lot of money into it.
You think? It should be moving forward, though, from Angry Birds, to be honest, because this is such a... Like, this is a platform that nearly everybody plays.
Yeah.
It's a crime that I don't have something to play. I'll just get an emulator.
yeah. Best racing game. Twisted Metal was on there.
Because it came third, yeah.
Yeah.
Surprised I'm second.
Surprised by that, yeah. I played some Twisted Metal. It was very, very good.
Formula 1 2011 was on there, which is meant to be a solid game.
Yeah, I'm surprised that didn't come third, actually.
I think they do the voting just too early, to be honest. Because, I mean, we've had F1 2012 for ages now.
Yeah.
It needs to move forward. We're on 2013 games now. Yeah.
Forza 4, obviously, won. Quite happy with that Xbox exclusive there.
Yeah, you love Forza.
So, best RPG. A lot of people argue about what makes an RPG, because there's different elements. The Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim won it.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised again. That's a...
That did come out in November last year.
But Chris, did you know that Dark Souls was one of the nominations?
No, and that didn't even get mentioned.
No, it didn't.
What?
I have it down here that on my list.
That is just so uncool.
Alongside Kingdoms of Amalur, Reckoning, and Dragon's Dogma.
So what?
I would have liked Kingdoms of Amalur to get a joystick, just so maybe the company could come out of like
a sequel.
Yeah. So what? They took RPGs from this year and ignored them and put one from last year in.
Would you like me to read out the nominations list? We have...
Yes, please!
Xenoblade Chronicles.
No idea.
Dragon's Dogma. Yeah. Final Fantasy 13-2. Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning, Diablo 3, Dark Souls, Mass Effect 3, which I don't retain as much of an RPG, Skyrim, and The Witcher 2.
The Witcher 2 is on there!
And Skyrim.
That's a fucking travesty!
Really, I couldn't pick between all those games as the best RPG.
Skyrim is good. Mm-hmm. Okay? But Dark Souls and Witcher. The Witcher 2! The Witcher 2 is one of the best games ever made. It's also Mass Effect 2.
Skyrim's like RPG light sort of thing.
It's an
RPG for a mass market, really.
Much like Mass Effect 3 was.
Yeah. Best shooter went to Battlefield 3, not Modern Warfare 3.
Kind of happy. Because Battlefield 3 has so many merits, to be honest. It's like the step up that Modern Warfare was. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but keep that up.
Gears of War 3 was on there, Max Payne 3, Darkness 2, funny enough. Halo Anniversary.
Darkness 2 was great fun.
I wouldn't count it among top shooters.
Not long enough, no, to be honest. And it was, funny enough, more of an RPG.
Yeah.
Best browser game went to Slender, which is
fair enough.
Yeah.
I was really surprised they even had that.
That's great.
Yeah.
But could I? Do you recognise any of these? Car Town.
Could I?
Triple Town. Reprisal. New Star Soccer 5. Any of these ring a bell?
No bell's wrong. And yeah. I think we read too much into games. And if a bell doesn't ring for us,
it's fairly obscure if we don't.
Best sports game went to FIFA 12, and that also won a special award for
best contribution to the market.
Oh my God.
It is ridiculous. SSX should have won that, I think.
In fact, you know, EA Sports, I'm sure EA Sports, or just EA in general, must have bought the joysticks halfway through. Because the whole way through it was presented by HMV, but the announcer at the end claimed it was EA, so.
Just before FIFA came, the best sport.
And that was how Need for Speed The Run got nominated for anything. It came second in the races, didn't it?
I know, that was awful, that game.
It's like, let's play Need for Speed with quick time events.
Best strategy game went to Civilization V, Gods and Kings.
So what, there must be a strategy game this year that was, like, better than a DLC for Civ 5.
This list I have Unity of Command.
If they come out later, it would have been XCOM.
Total War Shogun 2, Fall of the Samurai.
That's another DLC.
Age of Empires Online. Nothing really stands out here.
So it's been a really dry year for strategy games. Maybe that's why XCOM was so entertaining for me.
Yeah, that'll probably be up next year.
I hope so.
Which doesn't make sense.
No.
It really doesn't make sense.
But apparently...
Yeah. One to watch went to GTA 5, which...
Understandable.
But looking at this list, there are a lot of games on my radar. Star Wars 1313, looking good.
Really, really average.
Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs.
Tomb Raider.
Yeah, I'll probably get that.
Yeah, it's alright.
Elder Scrolls Online, depending on...
Yeah, absolutely not.
What are you into? Dead Space 3? Anyone interested?
Maybe. I mean, I played both.
There's not been a bad one so far, yeah. So...
And Bioshock Infinite. That trailer, if you haven't seen the Bioshock
Beast
Infinite
of America,
trailer, should watch it, definitely.
I got Nico Vega's album after hearing that.
So, top gaming moment went to Skyrim Threat of the World, which we felt was a bit of an anticlimax.
I thought it was that's not what should be on there.
No,
I can't think of
if you were going to pick a great gaming moment in Skyrim, I'd say possibly the first fight against Mjolnir, you know, the first dragon you come across. That was pretty epic.
Uh-huh.
What else was good? Also, when you could spoilers. I don't want to spoil anything, actually.
Okay.
But there's a cool moment on the Throne of the World with an Elder Scroll. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah, that's quite cool. Yeah. Mass Effect 3 T'Chunka's Choice was in there, which I thought was quite...
That was dramatic.
A crucial part in the Mass Effect story.
Once again, don't spoil it.
Ollie, Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword Sandseek.
Yeah, I mean, that was really good. Raising up the sort of the temple in that area was a mission.
And
eventually it was rewarding. I'd say actually, yeah, it's probably better than...
One of the coolest moments I felt in the game recently, so even though I didn't like the overall game that much, it's like, you know, like the beginning of Darksiders 2?
Yeah.
Where you have to fight war.
Yeah.
The Crow Father and War Spawn. That was just so cool.
It was quite
The music cool. was cool, and the action was really badass. And he had all the moves you had in the first game. It just felt...
Is that the just at the start of the game?
Just at the start, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Spawn. That was quite good. That was very cool.
Chris, you're our resident Dark Souls expert. What about beating Ornstein?
Ornstein, Ornstein.
Yeah.
Considering they're considered the hardest boss.
Have you beat them?
Yeah. Snorlax and Pikachu.
Oh, okay.
You're going to hurt too. But I wouldn't say it was the most dramatic moment. First time was I did it with a mate. I think probably one of the most dramatic moments was finding Quelaag's sister.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Okay.
Also, finding Quelaag's pretty cool.
Dragon's Dogma Griffin battle. They're pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, I love flying griffins in Dragon's Dogma.
The griffin flies around too much. But
I want, well, you know, set them on fire and they don't.
Yeah, that's cool. Also, if you actually managed to grab hold of a griffin and then it took off, that was one of the most stressful moments in all of gaming.
I've got written down here The Witcher 2, Assassin's Kings, Bathhouse Boink, which I assume is when you, fuck, what's her face?
What about the K-Rod?
I can't remember her face.
When you fight the K-Rod...
Marigold. Is it Marigold?
What's the name of that other Witcher?
I can't remember. The big guy.
The big guy with the scar. When you fought him in the, that churchy area?
Yeah.
How cool was that?
That was pretty cool. So, the Golden Joystick Ultimate Game Award. Skyrim.
Skyrim, yeah.
I mean, I like Skyrim getting some recognition, but it's been out for a year now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Almost a year.
It's fair enough that it got the Ultimate Joystick. Mm-hmm. Like, it is a good
game.
It's a very good game.
Well, let's say, we got well, like,
I'm still playing it now, you know?
Just to let you know.
No, you're not.
I am still playing it now.
No, you're not.
Still with no, you're not.
Just to let you know, Dark Souls was on that list. Alongside,
you can't call Dark Souls the ultimate game because most people don't want to play it.
True. Yeah,
it's
okay.
It's great, but it's too hard.
Alongside Trials Evolution, Journey, which I really want to play. Max Payne 3, great story, really good solid rock star.
I say, in terms of story, surely Journey must be up there because we had a lecture on it.
Yeah, we did. Gears of War 3, not really ultimate game.
Gears of War 2 is your favourite, I assume.
No, I like Gears of War 3. Gears of War 3 is my favourite.
I thought you were really big on Gears of War, like.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know.
Not as an ultimate game.
Okay, fine.
Think Skyrim has that covered in...
It kind of covers everything.
Yeah, it does. I mean,
lackluster magic.
Battlefield 3 and Modern Warfare 3, they're shooters.
At least Battlefield isn't brown.
Yeah, that is true. And it's very good looking.
It's the brightest game I've ever seen. You get, like, glare.
Yeah. So, looking into next year, we've got a lot of games coming up. In the next week...
Less than a week.
What is it? Is it 5 days? It's
got to
be 5 days.
What is it again?
I don't know. I don't think we've
spoken about it. Oh, God. That's just not our thing. We don't talk about games with action and stealth and badassery.
So, Assassin's Creed 3. Yes. For all of you living under a rock. It's probably more of a boulder than a rock.
Yeah, exactly. Living on a mountain.
Okay. There's one thing I can pick out for Assassin's Creed 3 which upsets me. It looks like they've built up like a game that's going to be amazing, right?
Yeah.
People have been forced to play Brotherhood and Revelations between that, which are both, compared to the step up from AC1 to AC2, really, really lackluster.
Yeah.
It's just, they drew the story out and they kind of lost momentum.
No, I think they have lost quite a few people. I mean, they lost me with Revelations. And that
was only just picked it up the other day, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I finished it, but Brotherhood was a chore.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Brotherhood was where momentum left. I mean, yeah. I think if Revelations had been a better game if they skipped over Brotherhood entirely.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. Well, I'm psyched again. It's great.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to it. I won't get to play it, I don't think, for a few weeks.
I'll just, like, talk to you about it.
Yeah, you'll talk
to me. I'll probably spoil it for you.
Yeah, probably. I read an article. It is meant to wrap up Desmond's story.
You've said that. I don't understand.
What do you think they should make an Assassin's Creed with Desmond as the...
Well, that's kind of what it's been building up to.
Yeah,
that's what the Ubisoft producer said it was building up to.
Well, maybe...
Maybe this one is it. They're going to...
Half and half.
Yeah.
Well, that would be amazing. God, they kept that under wraps.
They have.
But let's face it, I think maybe the Ubisoft devs are just like, oh God, it's going to be Splinter Cell, it's going to be Splinter Cell, it's going to be Splinter Cell, and we make that game.
I don't know. If Assassin's Creed 3 goes well, I'd like to see more of Connor.
Yeah, because Connor, it looks like he's building to be a badass.
Yeah. he's looking good. And then in, I don't know, 2 weeks, we have the amazing, the incredible return of Master Chief himself.
Oh, we've been watching Fallen Under Dawn.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
I saw the first trailer and nearly pissed myself laughing. Because the acting in the trailer is appalling.
Yeah.
They picked up they picked up particularly bad scenes. But in fact, the cast is really good, the acting is really good, and the story.
Special effects,
yeah.
Amazing.
It kind of covers all the bases.
It's not cheesy.
No, it's really not.
When they stick it together, they're going to have a really good Halo movie. It's insane, and they did it quite low budget, considering.
Yeah, 10 million, I think.
I don't think it would quite work as a movie, only because like the first 4 episodes are so slow.
I think you said there's going to be 20 minutes of extra footage, which is going to get popped in to fill the gaps.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but I think it's solid. I think the first 2 episodes were a bit meh.
Compared to the last one, God, the momentum is built. Master Chief is a badass.
He's excellent. He's portrayed excellent.
And he's like 8.5 feet tall, exactly how he's supposed to be.
I was reading into it. Do you know how old he is?
No.
In that, he's 15, but he's got the body of a 22-year-old, genetically modified superhuman.
He's 15. Also, he's the same age as the people in the.
Yeah.
That's so weird. He's talking about.
I'm Master Chief.
I'm
going to help you.
It's like
I'm
Fox and
Myers.
I'm Batman. Yeah. Yeah, he, in the Halo universe, he's 15 at that age.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's messed up.
No one really knows how old he's going to be on Halo 4 because how long he spent in cryosleep, but.
Do you think he can't grow a full beard?
No, I don't know.
No, he can't grow a beard ever because of all the drugs they pump into him. It just went the other way and he's covered in hair.
That's why he didn't take off his helmet.
Yeah. He lives quite a sad life, actually.
He does. Moving on, we got some Dishonored DLC coming out in November.
Challenge maps.
Yeah, Ollie, you gave it a 9.
Yeah. I'm just about to finish it.
Are you going to get the challenge maps or are you not bothered?
Yeah, I probably will.
About 4 quid.
Four quid.
The story driven stuff seems really interesting now because I didn't even know this before, but like, you know, Dal. The person that says they're going to be about.
Yeah.
You play as. It's not a spoiler.
I don't know what you're going to say yet.
Yeah, I don't know. There we go. Well, you know who Dad is, right?
Yeah.
Well, you play as him.
What, in the challenge map?
Not in the challenge map. There's a story based content as well in which you play as Dad.
Oh.
And, like, learn about the backstory of the Whalers.
That's pretty good.
That is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Dragon Age 3, we've got some details. It's going to be big.
Very big. It's how do you get your own castle as well?
Yeah, concept art's looking very, very nice. Yeah.
Concept was always good, though.
More
execution.
Yeah, true. More customizable options.
They reckon that one level would be as big as the entire game world for Dragon Age 2.
Well, I'm glad about that because they were tiny compared to the Dragon Age 1.
It was well lazy. They just recycled dungeons.
Yeah,
it was. That's not cool. At the end of the day, I knew the layout of every dungeon before I'd even been in.
Yeah.
But. I don't know, the story was good and the acting was quite good. New thing, apparently you can customise the people you're playing with.
Yeah, your followers.
Well, you could do that before, but for some reason gave them fixed armour in the second one.
Yeah. You only play as human, how do we feel about that?
I'd like to be an elf again.
In the first game, I never played as a human.
You playing as Dalish was really cool.
Purely because, like, they're drawbacks, really. But if they don't include, a sort of race class system in the third one, then it won't really matter.
I mean, for the first game, I played the origin of every single race. The non-human ones to be much more interesting overall. Also, I just love how Welsh the elves are.
The game has been in pre-production longer than any other BioWare project, which tells you quite a lot.
Well,
they really
need to get it right because let's face it, they kind of fucked up Mass Effect.
Yeah.
And, well, not even kind of, it was a shitstorm. And they fucked up Dragon Age 2 and Tor, well, it's called Tortanic for a reason. this could possibly be their swan song if they don't get it right.
Yeah.
It's last time they could get very big money.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They're also looking into bringing in the choices that you made in previous games. Without using a save import system, I don't know if they'll release
Everyone who didn't buy Dragon Age 2 who heard it was shit means they could continue anyway.
So I don't know if they're going to do a comic thing like they did with Mass Effect.
That was really good. Because let's face it, once you finish Mass Effect 2 and Mass Effect 3 and you want to get a completely different set of outcomes, playing through Mass Effect again, you can't play Mass Effect 1 anymore.
No, it's just, can't. I did try in the summer.
It doesn't feel right. No. You can probably go back as far as Mass Effect 2. I did.
Yeah, I reckon you could play Mass Effect 2 again. Because they're fairly similar.
And it's just, it's so cool.
It is a fantastic game.
But number one...
It's just too weird, and the armour is awkward, and everyone looks terrible.
Yeah.
Like, back in the day... Back in the day, it was fantastic.
I kind of burnt through it because Mass Effect 2 came out, and I was like, "Oh, I want to play Mass Effect 2." I kind of burnt through it, but even still burning through it, I thought it was fantastic.
Also, the comic's really good. It's Dark Horse.
Yeah,
it's cool. Yeah, they've gone with Darksiders, not Darksiders, the Darkness 2 ish.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cool. I think stuff like that should be implemented more, maybe.
Yeah. Well, comics and games are kind of synonymous.
Yeah, true. I think that about wraps up, really.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining me, guys. Any final thoughts? Will you be watching the Golden Joysticks next year?
Maybe. Because I feel I have to support Ed Byrne.
Moral support, yeah.
He's my favourite Irish comedian, but probably...
Second favourite Irish comedian for me, but... Still,
yeah, because Dara O'Brien does the BAFTAs, so everybody gets the hand me down.
One day when he's bald, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. The BAFTA video game awards are really, really good. I mean, they got like the not the Sugar Babes, the Saturdays, they like present the awards and stuff. I mean, you can't get
I think you can.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be surprised if the Saturdays. Do you think they know how to hold a controller?
Maybe they know how to. I mean, just like visual pleasure. And they give out like lifetime achievement awards to legends like Peter Molyneux and Notch rather than EA Sports.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's
on EA Sports. Best thing that's ever happened.
No.
That was sarcasm.
Yeah, just in case.
We'll just clarify that. So, yeah, thank you for listening, guys. As always, keep it tuned to extremenews.co.uk. I'll speak to you not next week, but the week after.
Yeah, see you later.